SRN News. I'm Jeremy House in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump is in Maryland this afternoon for a key football matchup.
Donald Trump will be on hand for the long-awaited Army-Navy football face-off, along with some key allies. It's one of the most storied rivalries in college sports, which then-President-elect Donald Trump also attended in 2016. Among those listed as joining Trump now in Landover, Maryland, Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, embattled Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's been mentioned as a backup player if Hegseth's nomination fails. Also joining Trump, Daniel Penny, the former Marine who was just cleared of criminal wrongdoing in the chokehold death of a subway rider in New York. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also on SRNews.com, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has had hip replacement surgery at a U.S. military hospital in Germany after falling while at an event in Luxembourg with other members of Congress. A spokesman on Saturday said that the 84-year-old Pelosi, quote, is well on the mend. A major ice storm created treacherous driving conditions across Iowa and eastern Nebraska this weekend. Meanwhile, National Weather Service meteorologist Dalton Berenger says winds and damage were consistent with a tornado in the San Francisco area.
We have several reports of trees down. There are a few reports coming in of roof damage on a few buildings, some siding damage on some buildings as well. Some street signs that are kind of blown down.
In the Northeast, people are digging out after heavy snow fell in upstate New York. South Korea's parliament has impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol over his martial law decree. This is SRN News. The U.S. isn't the only country grappling with transgenderism.
Lawmakers in Chile have passed a bill that bars government funding of sex change operations or any other medical procedure to help children live as the opposite sex. Alliance Defending Freedom International is cheering the decision, adding, quote, "Every child is precious just as they are and has the absolute right to be safeguarded from a radical ideology that promotes dangerous drugs and surgeries with devastating consequences." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Crystal Palace captain Mark Gooey will face no formal action from the English Soccer Association despite defying its rules for a second time by writing a religious message on his uniform during a Premier League game. Gooey, who's a Christian, wrote, quote, "I love Jesus" on a rainbow armband that the league is forcing players to wear in honor of LGBT pride. This is SRN News. A lockdown alert was sent out today via social media at a military base in Georgia.
One person killed after a shooting at Fort Eisenhower, the Army installation near Augusta, Georgia. The incident happening in housing on the military base. The shooter under arrest, and the base says it appears to be an isolated incident. Fort Eisenhower was locked down for about an hour. It is home to the U.S. Army Cyber Command. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Officials say the French territory of Mayotte in the Indian Ocean has suffered extensive damage from Cyclone Chido. Other countries in mainland Africa are bracing as it roars toward the east coast of the continent. French President Emmanuel Macron says he's closely monitoring the situation, and France's newly appointed prime minister was to hold an emergency meeting in Paris. The nation of Comoros was battered by Chido as it heads towards Africa. More details at SRNews.com.